Fresh off a badass trip to Los Angeles, CA, and a killer Wednesday 13 show at the Whiskey A Go-Go on Sunset Strip. It's me, Sean, from the Rockstar Radio Show, back with your dose of rock news. I've been gone for a while. We got a lot to cover, so sit down and
shut up!
I want to start things off with my favorite story from about a week ago. You can find this at NME.com. It's about Dave Grohl of the Foo Fighters. 50 geeky facts about Dave Grohl. My favorite one so far is he talks about his sheer hatred for Asian porn. He says he caught it one time while he was staying in a hotel room, and the girl looked like she was getting hurt and wasn't having any fun and was constantly crying. He says, quote, "I'm not cool with that. I'm gonna stop right here." I, too, have been caught in the same situation, but many times, not just one time in a hotel room. Asian porn sucks, and don't act like you don't know what I'm talking about, because it does look like the chick is, like, totally getting tortured. He's constantly crying and whining. It's just like, how can you not have fun while you're doing porn? Not only is it free sex, you're not paying for it, but you're getting paid. No strings attached. And here's a chick, like crying. Seriously, crying. Okay, I get it. Maybe it hurts, maybe it's not that fun, but your country has a population of 70 bajillion billion people. Don't tell me you don't like it if you're constantly shooting babies out of your sideways vagina. The Rockstar Energy Uproar Festival getting ready to kick off. You got bands like Avenged Sevenfold, 3 Days Grace, Seether, Bullet for My Valentine, and many, many more. But they have posted a contest, the Battle of the Bands, which includes a $10,000 prize package from Best Buy and their music here. Also an EP produced by Jay Baumgartner at the world-famous NRG Studios in LA. You get to play live on the entire Uproar Festival tour and much more. All you got to do is visit battle.rockstaruproar.com to find out how you can enter. And speaking of the Rockstar Energy Uproar Tour, Disturbed's David Draymond hints that there might be a possible breakup after the tour. Earlier this week, he told a radio station in Idaho, "We don't know what we're doing, and we're not going to do our own thing either." For the full story, visit noisecreep.com. My favorite band from this decade, still living in the 80s and still having sex with your mother, Steel Panther has announced that they are dropping a brand new record on October 18th. Of course, calling it Rocktober. Nobody's ever done that before. They don't have a title yet, but that's the release date, so mark that on your calendar. Corey Taylor of Slipknot's last Stone Sour all over in rock and metal news. First with Slipknot saying that it could be a few years, if at all, if we ever see an actual new Slipknot record. But they have been performing live. They just did Sonosphere back in Greece a couple weeks ago. That video posted online. You can just go to YouTube. And then for a book that he's just released, Seven Deadly Sins. I heard an interview on K-Rock down in Los Angeles with him. This thing sounds freaking amazing. I'm not much for reading, but the basic interpretation of the book via Blabbermouth.net in a recent interview, Seven Deadly Sins is the settling of the argument between born bad and damaged good. It sees Taylor speaking directly to his fans and sharing his own worldview about his life as a sinner. While the 256-page hardcover book is Taylor's personal story, it also describes the larger discussion of what it means to be seen as either a good person or a bad one. That's your rock and metal news for this week. My name is Sean for the Rockstar Radio Show. As always, thank you for pushing play and keep checking back.